Bienvenue dans le Manal Show, vous écoutez l'épisode 43 avec Esther Nam. Je m'appelle Manal, je suis entrepreneur et speaker et je vous retrouve chaque semaine dans cette émission pour partager avec vous tous les enseignements qui m'ont aidé à évoluer et que j'aurais aimé connaître il y a 10 ou 15 ans. J'ai passé des années à suivre des règles imposées par notre société qui m'ont éloigné de mes véritables aspirations, mais c'est en acceptant de sortir des cases, d'apprendre de nouvelles choses et de penser différemment que j'ai révélé mon véritable potentiel. Je dis souvent que dans la vie on n'y arrive jamais seul, alors j'ai choisi de vous accompagner où que vous soyez pour vous apporter plus de valeur dans votre quotidien. Chaque semaine, je reçois un nouvel invité pour partager son histoire, ses expériences et ses meilleurs conseils et vous inspirer à créer de petits changements qui auront un énorme impact dans votre vie. Le Manal Show, c'est votre capsule inspirante pour devenir la meilleure version de vous-même. Dans cet épisode, j'ai choisi de partager avec vous une expérience personnelle car vous avez été extrêmement nombreux à m'envoyer des messages pour me demander comment j'ai mis en place la fameuse méthode Tandem pour améliorer mon anglais à l'oral, puisque vous le savez, c'est un objectif que je me suis fixé et j'ai trouvé une solution très efficace pour y arriver. J'ai fait la connaissance d'une jeune Californienne, Esther Nam, avec qui je parle toutes les semaines via Skype, et ça a été ce qu'on appelle un véritable game changer. C'est, selon moi, la meilleure manière de progresser et de prendre confiance en soi. Je vais donc partager un entretien exclusif que j'ai réalisé entièrement en anglais et on peut dire que je suis sortie de ma zone de confort. Moi qui ai l'habitude d'écouter des podcasts en anglais, je peux vous dire que c'est un excellent exercice. Alors vraiment, prenez le temps de l'écouter jusqu'au bout et soyez rassurés, c'est un entretien très facile à comprendre, dans une ambiance plutôt décontractée et je pense même que vous allez découvrir une facette de ma personnalité que vous ne connaissiez pas encore. L'idée, c'est de partager mes meilleurs conseils pour vous aider à avoir la meilleure expérience possible et bien sûr de vous faire découvrir une nouvelle personnalité car vous allez voir qu'Esther incarne parfaitement bien l'état d'esprit californien qui m'inspire beaucoup. Dans la troisième partie, je retrouve Myriam qui a préparé une nouvelle chronique. Enfin, je terminerai cette émission en partageant avec vous mes trois meilleurs conseils en français cette fois-ci pour mettre en place la méthode Tandem à votre tour et améliorer votre anglais de manière spectaculaire. Et n'oubliez pas, certains veulent que ça arrive, d'autres aimeraient que ça arrive et quelques-uns font que ça arrive. Cette émission dure 50 minutes et pas une de plus, alors soyez attentifs et faites partie de ceux qui font que ça arrive. Passez à l'action. Comme chaque semaine, j'ai sélectionné un message que vous m'avez laissé et que j'aimerais partager avec l'ensemble des auditeurs du Manal Show. Et cette fois, c'est Florent qui nous dit « J'ai découvert votre podcast grâce à votre collaboration avec Onur Karapinar. Chaque épisode est l'occasion de faire le plein d'optimisme et tous les parcours de vos invités sont toujours très inspirants. Merci pour tous ces conseils et expériences très motivants qui nous permettent de tendre vers la meilleure version de chacun de nous. Bon courage et continuez à enchanter les ondes avec votre voix pleine d'énergie. » Merci beaucoup Florent pour ce superbe message, vraiment merci infiniment d'avoir pris quelques minutes pour l'écrire. D'ailleurs, je vais prendre quelques minutes aussi à mon tour pour revenir sur un point important dont j'aimerais vous parler. Cela fait maintenant plus d'un an que j'ai lancé le Manal Show, vous le savez, et vous êtes des milliers de personnes à écouter ce podcast en France et à travers le monde. Je reçois tous vos messages par mail et sur les réseaux sociaux. Mais sachez que ce qui m'aide vraiment le plus à faire connaître cette émission, évidemment, ce sont vos avis sur les plateformes d'écoute. Donc ne négligez surtout pas ce point, parce que c'est vraiment la meilleure manière pour moi, premièrement, de faire grandir ce projet, et puis aussi de valoriser le travail qui est fourni avec toute mon équipe. Le nombre d'avis sur Apple Podcast, par exemple, ne correspond pas du tout à tous les retours que je reçois de votre part. Alors, c'est vrai que j'ai choisi de ne pas miser sur une stratégie marketing pour récupérer des avis. Beaucoup de personnes font ça. Moi, j'ai préféré compter sur vous, les auditeurs du Manal Show, pour avoir un retour honnête et authentique. Et donc là, vraiment, c'est à vous de jouer. J'aimerais beaucoup que chacun d'entre vous prenne seulement deux petites minutes pour laisser un avis sur la plateforme d'écoute de votre choix, celle que vous avez l'habitude d'utiliser, et de partager aussi au maximum le podcast sur vos réseaux sociaux. Donc si vous faites partie de ces auditeurs fidèles, qui écoutent chaque semaine le Manal Show, qui apprécient le contenu, mais qui ne sont pas encore passés à l'action, c'est le moment de le faire. Laissez un avis, je compte sur vous. Et si vous ajoutez en plus un petit message comme l'a fait Florent, eh bien je vous sélectionnerai pour la revue de la semaine prochaine. Alors soyez créatifs. At only 24 years old and with high-level skills in management and leadership, she is responsible of a very important client portfolio for a private company. Her learning and listening skills help her to achieve her biggest goals. She also has a way to engage herself in every one of her projects, whether it's professional or personal. And for me, this is the perfect example to inspire us all. I have been pleasantly surprised by her empathy and her open-mindedness. In fact, at first, it only was an English learning process, but we have built a strong friendship and I am very happy to invite her as my special guest today. She will answer my questions live from Huntington Beach, California. Esther Nam, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Welcome, welcome. Bienvenue dans le Manel Show. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad to have you on my podcast today. Thank you so much to be here. But before we dive in, tell me, how is the weather in Huntington Beach?
Oh my goodness. It is sunny. The sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh my God.
So it's very warm.
Oh yeah.
It's perfect fall weather.
It's like a dream for me because, you know, here in Paris, this is the typical fall day. It's raining all day long. It's cold. It's gray. And oh my God, so difficult to motivate yourself for anything.
Oh yeah. For us, it's just getting work done when the weather's so nice.
Oh, lucky girl. So you are in Huntington Beach, right? But you lived in Santa Barbara. What mm-hmm. is the best souvenir of your childhood you have growing up there?
It's just the freedom of space, I think. In Santa Barbara, it's you're so close to both the ocean and the mountains. Mm. I mean, I lived 5 minutes from the ocean and 15 minutes from the mountains. So I spent a lot of time outdoors. Oh, and I don't really get to do that as an adult anymore.
Oh, yes. So cool. Oh, my God. And you know that I love Santa Barbara. This is one of my favorite places in California. I mean, you know what? I really appreciate the energy and the fact that people are so calm versus LA. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's this thing called Santa Barbara time.
Yeah.
And it's just everyone's just so relaxed and they have no worries or they're not hurried to do anything.
In Los Angeles, everybody are running all day long. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you mm-hmm. feel that you miss Santa Barbara sometimes?
Oh, yes, definitely. If I can afford to go back, I would.
Yes,
of course. It's quite expensive.
And why are you in Huntington Beach now?
So I moved to Huntington Beach a little over a year ago mm-hmm. because I wanted to be closer to the ocean. But I came to Long Beach for university, and now I work at a recruitment firm in Long Beach, and I love my job, so I want to definitely kind of find a balance between what I grew up with and what my life is now.
Oh, wow, amazing. And where is Huntington Beach, in California?
So it's in Orange County, so it's south of Los Angeles, mm-hmm. And it's known as one of the surf cities as well. So we're right next, in between Long Beach and Newport Beach and Costa Mesa.
Okay, okay. Yeah. It's just next Los Angeles or not?
It's south of Los Angeles. So okay. I'm about 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on traffic.
It really depends. The famous traffic.
Yeah,
it's the same here in Paris, actually.
I think everyone's experiencing it.
What do you like the most about this place?
It's very chill, like how Santa Barbara is, but you're still connected to other cities.
Mm-hmm. It's easier for you to work.
Yes, Oh, very much so.
Okay. You know that California is very special in my heart. You know that? Because mm-hmm. I have so much good memories there. And I don't know, I feel like I have so much in common with Californian people. Like you, Esther, you have yeah. such a good energy. And I think it's very important when you want to live a good life, right?
Oh, definitely.
What is your secret, guys? I mean, why Californian people have this positive mindset?
To be honest, I think it's just the good weather that we have all the time.
The weather?
Yeah, it's of sunny course. All the time. And even sometimes we get sick of it because we want different times of weather. But, I mean, when you wake up and it's sunny outside, you just have a different feeling than if it's rainy or if it's snowing. It's just different.
So you can't live in Paris, right?
Not for long, but I definitely would be visiting.
Yes, of course. So the sand, the beach, the people, I love absolutely everything in California.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to come back.
I would be more than happy to show you around.
I know. So today's goal is to help my listeners to implement our method in their own life, okay? Because it works very well for me. So I'm a French native speaker. And you know, in France, we don't speak English very well. It's the truth. My goal is to be more fluent and confident when I speak in English because I need it for work. So mm-hmm. it's all about, you know, speaking and practicing. You live in California, I live in Paris. We didn't know each other. So why don't you go ahead and just tell everybody how we met?
Yes. So, we are both part of this Facebook group called Girl Boss Gang. Yeah. And it is a community that is founded by Sofia Maruso.
Which and, is a fabulous entrepreneur.
Oh, yes, definitely. And just a role model for female empowerment. Mm-hmm. And you had posted on there, I think, what is it, back in April or in May?
I think it was in May.
Yeah, so you had posted that you wanted to improve your English mm-hmm. and that you were just looking for people to help. So really, I mean, it was simple as I said, okay, let's do Skype. And then we met for the first time through Skype. And every week since then, we've been talking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
About our lives. Yeah.
And I have a question about that because I remember that I had a lot of comments. And mm-hmm. I really want to know, why did you answer me? I mean, what was your motivation for joining me in this experience?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a longer story because how I got involved with Girl Boss was actually through my work. So the company that I work for, it's called JLM Strategic Talent Partners. And my bosses are amazing. They're a husband and wife team, and they really have mentored and encouraged me to develop myself professionally and personally.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's a very unique relationship. And so they really encouraged me to go to this conference, and that's how I got involved in the community. So when I saw your message, I just felt this pull of, you know, just do it. Just put yourself out there and if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And it was, to be honest, I was a little scared because I was like, I don't know who I'm going to be talking to.
Yeah,
right?
Of it's course, me
like
too.
A blind date.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I understand. So you have a close relationship with your boss?
Oh, yeah. So I've known them since I was in my third year of university. So they've definitely been a huge impact in my development as like a young adult.
It's crazy.
And as a career professional. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're only 25, right?
24.
24. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So young. Yeah. It's amazing to see that. Mm-hmm. What kind of job do you have? I mean, what is your work? What is your main mission?
Yeah, so we do, I mean, it's kind of hard to put us in this box, but we do essentially recruitment for construction and transportation.
Okay.
But we do a lot more than a typical like recruitment firm or a consultative. We're kind of a one-stop shop, and we do everything that's related to utilizing people for projects. And so my job is like a relationship manager, a strategic relationship manager. I think that's the official title. So I manage relationships between people that we have as part of our company that work at these mm-hmm. different construction sites, and then also with the clients that we work with. Okay. So it's very people-centered, and I think that's what makes our company so great, is that we're so focused on how do we make an amazing experience for people within this industry.
Great, great. And what was your dream when you was a child?
Oh my goodness.
When you was a kid.
Yeah. I think, you know, besides like the superheroes and when I was really young, I think I wanted to be a chemist. But as I got a little bit older, I really wanted to be an engineer.
You do it.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Without the degree, though, so I don't know if I can actually build anything.
Yeah.
But I was part of this engineering program in high school, and it really opened the doors for me of how to kind of expand what I love and what my strengths are, because I love the technical side, but I can't really do physics, so... I can help people, you know, achieve their dreams.
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. I have to say that I couldn't find a better person to talk with like we do, because for me, this is very important, you know, to talk with someone who really want to help you, to challenge you, to improve your English, you know. And in France, we study English for so many years. And the majority of people don't get to the level that they want, that they are happy with. That's why I think that the traditional system doesn't work at all. I'm curious to know if it's the same for you. How many languages do you speak?
So I speak, like, my parents, they're Korean. So I speak Korean, but I'm not very fluent in it.
Okay.
And that's because I didn't speak it on such a daily basis where I kept a lot of it. But I can speak with my mom and my dad and my family, but there's no way I can do business. I know bits and pieces of Spanish, but I learned Latin in high school. So I'm not quite
really?
Sure.
Really? Me too. Yeah. I forget
sure
everything.
Yes. So... I mean, besides that, I mean, English is really the primary language. And unfortunately here, it's kind of this, you can kind of get by without not knowing other languages as long as you know English.
Yes, of course.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. And as I said, it's all about speaking and practicing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
For all my French listeners, if you are focused only in your mistakes, you're not focused on communication. And as we communicate more, we tend to self-correct. That, I feel that, actually. And maybe when people listen to this podcast, of course, they're going to hear that I have an accent because I'm French or my English is not perfect, but it doesn't matter, right? You understand, and it's the most important.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just the fact that we're connecting with one another.
Yes, you know, of course.
Actually, our office, we're an office full of immigrants, whether it's people who have immigrated from this country or people who are children of immigrants. So for me, having accents is very normal.
Really?
Yes.
It's not a problem?
It's not a problem at all. The French accent's a little bit different.
Yes.
But
I try to work on it, yeah. You know?
But we all have accents, you know? Yes. I have an accent to you.
Yeah, of course. But I love Californian accents. It's very special for me. But you know what? For me, the key of the success for everything actually is to be persistent. Mm-hmm. And we talk every week. It's crazy. Saturday or Sunday, it depends. Like since 6 months now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We begin in May, so yeah, 6 months. We never ever canceled a Skype call. This is absolutely amazing. How do you explain that we enjoy so, so much our meeting?
Oh, man. It's like, how do you...
This is a good question.
Yes. It's, how do you define a friendship like this? I mean, it's just so special because I think speaking with you, it's such, you have such a different perspective, and what you're doing with this podcast, with your journey as an entrepreneur, I mean, that's just so inspiring for me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then just to hear about, I mean, when we talk, it's morning for me, but it's practically nighttime for you.
Yeah, so we have like 9 hours between California and Paris.
It's crazy.
What time is it for you right now?
So it's about 11:24 in the morning.
Okay, for me, it's 8:24 in the evening.
Yeah.
The day begins for you, but it's the end for me.
Yes, I feel like we always end the conversation like bonjourne or bonsoir.
Yeah, we never know. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, Esther, when we speak together, we talk about so much stuff. And week after week, we learn more about our culture, our lifestyle. And for me, this is so interesting. What did you learn about French culture that you didn't know yet?
Oh, man. I think that the biggest thing was how proud French people are of their culture.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel because that I'm proud?
Yes, I feel like, because there's so many characteristics that make French people who they are. And that's one of the ones that you've shared with me. Mm. And it's, you know, it's just so different because in America, we have such a mixture of different cultures and mixtures of different traditions that sometimes, and especially like myself, I grew up Asian American, that I never knew really what was my distinct culture. So it's amazing to hear how French people, they just have it all together. They know who they are.
Oh, it's interesting. And what is the most surprising for you?
Oh, man. Probably la vie.
La vie, yeah, for me too, actually. I'm French, but I don't like la bise at all.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's disgusting. You know that.
Yeah,
I know, it's crazy, but I never, never do la bise. Sorry, guys, it's not my thing.
I thought it was only in the movies, but I didn't know it was an actual thing.
No, no, it's very common here. But yeah, I don't like la bise at all. I know that you will come here in Paris very soon. And to be honest, I can't wait to see you in person. How do you imagine Parisian people?
One, I think immediately very stylish. Like, I know I have to do some shopping before I come out.
We can do it together.
Yes. And then I just think very poised and classique.
Yeah.
And then I think also something that you shared with me is that French people, like, you know, are very, in some ways kind of with their own, ideas of how to go about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sometimes I think here in America, sometimes I can be very loud or I can be very rambunctious, that I think some people might look at me and be like, oh, she's definitely not from here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Paris is fabulous. Not because it's my town, okay. But yeah, it is. And you're going to love it so, so much.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So I know that you're going to go in New York City for a big event. Can you please tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I'm going to New York actually next week for the same event, which is the Girl Boss event, but it's in New York this time. And I am very much excited about it just because the speakers this time has been expanded. There are so many more workshops for how to handle negotiations, how to manage your money, how to have a real talk about how to brand yourself. And I think those, regardless of if you have your own company, I think it's really important if you're going to be in the working world. And even no matter where you are in your career, for someone who's starting out in the middle or in the end, I mean, we should all be learning and connecting with other people who think in the same and different ways.
Yeah, of course. I agree. And the last time it was in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. It was amazing. I met amazing people. And actually, I'm going to be going with a few of them to this conference. So it's just, it's much more, I mean, this community of Girl Boss Gang is so much more than just the Facebook group or the conferences that are twice a year. It's really, I mean, I text those girls, I speak with you, you know, every week. So it's so much more involved than those singular events.
So powerful. So powerful. Sofia Amoruso is a talented entrepreneur and she has her own podcast. This is only for female entrepreneur?
Yes, I think that's what her podcast is focused on.
And the event too?
Yes.
Okay.
The event.
It's important to say that. Okay. So it looks absolutely interesting and the guests are just amazing. You talk about the guest, and I know that you're gonna see Arianna Huffington. Arianna Huffington. Very, very difficult to say for me, you know?
It's the H, I know.
She has a strong Greek accent, but she's amazing. She's amazing. I mean, Arianna Huffington and so many others, talented entrepreneur and speaker. And talking about entrepreneur, are you interested by building your own company one day or not?
So I've thought about this for a long time because my dad actually owned his own company for a very good part of my life.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, entrepreneurship is such a difficult journey.
From
what I saw as a child of an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you know.
Yeah, it is.
That there's many good, but there's also a lot of struggle in that. So for a long time, I was very much against it because I didn't want to necessarily have such a hard time doing that. Now I've become a lot more open to it. And I think I've also just found a lot more confidence in my abilities. And I think that's the biggest thing is if you're not confident in yourself, it's very, very difficult and nearly impossible to be an entrepreneur. Because who else is going to support you on your own?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, totally agree. Yeah. And I know that you love what you do so much. You are passionate about your work and you take it very seriously. What do you like the most in your work today?
Well, I have to take it seriously. I mean, these are people's lives that I'm helping and I'm being a part of. I think the best part of it is giving people an opportunity that and opening those, helping open those doors for them. For example, we had an engineer who was seeking asylum in the U.S. and they came here because it wasn't safe in the country that they came from. And he was an engineer. And at the time when I met him, he was working as a security guard at a hotel. And this is someone that has years of engineering experience. But they just needed that, you know, what we call a foot in the door. They needed that push into the industry so that opportunities can be opened up to them. So they started with this engineering company that is working on a major project up north. And then, you know, less than 1 year later, he actually got another job offer from another construction firm that's very well known.
So it's a good story.
It's an amazing story. I mean, we have so many examples of that, and not just people of immigrants, but people from different socioeconomic backgrounds. That part is just, it's such an amazing feeling that once you get a taste of it, you become more empowered by it.
You feel that you can have an impact in the other's life.
Definitely.
That's your purpose? That's why you are so motivated?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. And because it's not just about, you know, I feel good because I help them. It's not always altruistic like that, but it's all about, you know, having that energy that as people, we just want to do well for each other. And yeah. I think that's something that's missing a lot.
Yes.
So it's like, let's just take some time and get to know each other and make each other a better place for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So inspiring. So now let's talk about how your day look. I love hearing, you know, about how people prepare themselves for the day. Do you have a morning routine?
Oh, yeah.
I know that you have, actually.
Yeah.
So tell us what you do every morning.
So I wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
So early.
It's very, very early. And I first thing will do a workout. Lately, that's been yoga. I've been obsessed with yoga. And it's not just because I'm from California and I live by the beach.
Yeah, because it is so cliche, you know?
It's very cliche, yes.
But you do it.
But I do it. And I haven't done it for very long, but I love it. And it's just so, I think the combination of meditation and exercise is such a huge impact to my day. And
what kind of results do you see?
I think the biggest thing is that in the morning when I'm doing yoga, I'm setting my intention and my energy for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go throughout my day, I'm not letting other people's intention or energy affect me as much as it would if I didn't set it already.
Oh, okay.
And that's something that someone taught me fairly recently, actually, is to set that intention and the energy, because then anything else that comes your way is not going to affect you. And you're going to be able to attack it or address it in a more level-headed way.
So you do yoga every single day?
Well, not every single day.
Okay.
Not every single day, but I do some sort of exercise every single day.
Yeah, okay.
Yoga, I do like 4 times a week.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So yoga, do you have any other activities?
So part of that is stretching. So regardless of whether I don't do yoga or not, and then, of course, making myself a breakfast is really important. And I will pair that with some kind of tea. Lemon water was a really big, and I go through different changes of what I put in my body. But that's the biggest thing. And then just kind of cleaning up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds kind of weird, but, no matter what I'm doing, I like to fold it nicely and kind of pack it away, whether it's in my car or if I'm going to work or here at home, just kind of packing it away. I'm finished for that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I can start.
I think it's fantastic how you take care about your body and your mind. You make the best choices that you can to be healthy. And for me, this is so important to begin the day with this positive mindset. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. So, yeah. You know what, Esther? I didn't expect that, but we built such a great relationship, right? And
oh, definitely.
I think it's amazing.
Yes.
We can say that we are a close friend now.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for that. And that's why I'm so happy to have you on my podcast today. And for my all French listeners, I highly, highly recommend to find someone that you are comfortable with, that supports you and helps you go forward. And you, Esther, do you have any advice or recommendation for our listeners?
Probably, like Nike says it the best, just do it.
Yeah, take action, yeah. Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is very easy. Yeah, I think, you know what, a lot of people don't realize how powerful the internet is. Because, you know, a lot of people are skeptical, this is the word, skeptical mm-hmm. about yes. being online, because we are always, you know, afraid of strangers, and I understand that. But there are really great people, and we are the perfect example. The key mm-hmm. is to go out to our comfort zone, even if it's mm-hmm. scary.
Yes, I totally agree. And you never know what's going to happen. The worst thing is that you start at the same place you did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if I didn't say yes, you would still be looking for people, right? So you can only start where you first begin from. And if you don't actually do it, you're not any worse.
And why did you learn about yourself through this amazing experience?
Just to be open and open with my experiences and hearing your experiences and the exchange of how similar things are happening in our lives, but then how extremely different Parisian culture and lifestyle is, and kind of accepting that.
Yeah. More than just learn English, for me is, I think about learning about your culture, your lifestyle, just means someone very interesting, talented. I really mm-hmm. appreciate our meeting. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I think that's why we are so persistent, you know?
Yes.
Like, we never ever canceled a Skype call. I mean, it's crazy. Maybe we can do it next week, because you're going to go in New York City, of course.
I mean, I'll be here. We can still do it. We'll
okay.
Just do different time. Yeah, I'll be
so
here.
So cool. So thank you so much, Esther. It was a pleasure to talk with you, but it's not over yet. I have some fire questions for you. Don't worry, it's going to be fun and very easy. It lasts 1 minute and 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Okay, I've been waiting for this moment.
Okay, so let's go. What is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Brush my teeth.
Which person inspire you the most?
Both of my bosses, Jason and Lashandra Mercurius.
What is the last book you read?
Principles.
What is your bigger fear in life?
Not knowing what could have been.
Do you know any French celebrity? Not really.
Not really. I'm sure there's money, but I don't know.
Do you know our president?
Oh, non.
Oh, sorry, so Macron, sad. Sorry for you. What so are you cultured. Most proud of?
Taking action when I was very afraid.
Yeah, good. If you were an animal, which one would you want to be?
I would want to be a dog.
What is your favorite app?
The podcast app.
What is your favorite place to hang out?
The beach.
Do you have any bad habit to break?
My sweet tooth. It's so bad.
What is the thing that you believe in and that people think it's crazy?
So I can be a very awkward person. And if I know a situation is going to be more awkward, I will make it 10 times more awkward than it originally would have been.
So yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
And your favorite podcast?
Le Ménage Show.
Of course. For you, who is the most successful person?
My dad.
What is the best advice you ever received?
Be true to yourself, and you can know how to be true with others.
What is your favorite French meal?
Croissant.
Oh, great. Can you say something in French?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Esther.
Oh, great, good. You're good. If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would you choose?
Oh man, there's just so many people. Beyonce.
Yeah, good choice. For your friend and family, what is your best quality?
Loyalty.
And for you, what is your bigger weakness?
Procrastination.
What is the last thing you do before going to sleep?
Read a book.
Thank you so much, Esther. It was so fun. So cool to have you on my podcast. How did you feel?
Oh, I felt a little nervous, if not very
nervous. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh no, yes. You were so good. All good. No worries.
Oh, thank you.
It is your first interview, right?
Yes. And my first podcast. So.
Oh my God. First podcast?
Yes.
Oh, it's crazy. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for having me. And I mean, you were such a great host.
Thank you so much. And I really want to say thank you for your support. I am so grateful to have you as a friend. And yeah, so happy to have you as my special guest on my podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Esther. I wish you all the best and success in your life.
Thank you. You too. I can't wait.
Salut Myriam.
Salut Manal.
Comment ça va aujourd'hui?
Super, et toi?
Mais écoute, ça va très bien. J'ai hâte d'écouter ce que tu vas nous présenter parce qu'il me semble que tu as changé tes habitudes, tu es sortie un petit peu de ta zone de confort pour nous présenter quelque chose de différent.
Oui, aujourd'hui j'ai décidé de vous présenter Clotilde Dussoulier, une auteure culinaire et coach de vie, qui est à l'origine de plusieurs podcasts nommés « Change ma vie » et qui vraiment sont des outils qui vous aident à mieux contrôler quelque part votre esprit.
J'adore cette idée. Présenter de nouveaux podcasts, c'est génial parce que le podcast, c'est la vie, on est d'accord.
On est d'accord.
Ok, donc on t'écoute.
Alors, avec Clotilde Dussoulier, aujourd'hui, on va apprendre à sortir d'une impasse émotionnelle. Alors, il y a des moments dans la vie où on a l'impression que rien ne va. Hein. Ça peut arriver. Une relation amoureuse se termine et on a le sentiment qu'on ne s'en remettra jamais. Une accumulation de coups durs nous accable et on a l'impression que c'est la fin d'haricots. Bref, on est malheureux et on n'arrive pas sur le coup à surmonter cette situation, cet état de mal-être. Cet état de psychologique et affectif, c'est ce que Clotilde Dussoulier appelle l'impasse émotionnelle.
L'impasse émotionnelle. Ok, donc quelle est la solution selon elle pour se sortir de cette impasse émotionnelle?
Alors première étape tout d'abord, c'est se dire que les émotions ressenties sont dues à notre manière de penser. Il est donc important de comprendre que les circonstances d'une situation sont neutres et que seule notre interprétation des événements a une réelle influence sur notre état.
Ce qui veut dire que c'est nos interprétations personnelles en fait qui déterminent notre état d'esprit et nos émotions. Il faut faire un travail là-dessus.
Complètement. Et le travail, c'est justement d'essayer d'accueillir l'émotion, même si c'est parfois pénible de se montrer lucide et honnête. Voilà. Votre mal-être ne disparaîtra pas instantanément et il est essentiel de donner le temps au temps.
Ah, donner le temps au temps. D'ailleurs, Myriam, on dit justement que le temps guérit tous les maux. Mais moi, j'ai l'impression quand même que les gens sont de moins en moins patients. On veut tout de suite, alors qu'on le sait, hein, la patience est une grande vertu.
Complètement. Et le but de ce podcast, c'est justement de vous apprendre à vous accorder le temps de digérer vos émotions. Et une fois que vous aurez pris le temps de faire ceci, deux solutions s'offrent à vous. La première, essayez de changer les circonstances que vous pouvez changer. Alors, je vous disais tout à l'heure qu'il y avait des circonstances qui étaient neutres. Ces circonstances neutres sont en fait des circonstances qu'on ne peut pas contrôler, qui sont le coup du destin. Mais il y a des éléments dans votre vie sur lesquels vous avez une totale maîtrise. Par exemple, vous décidez de changer de travail pour un autre qui vous rendra, je l'espère, plus heureux. Voilà, d'être dans un bon état d'esprit. Fondamentalement, votre quotidien ne sera pas complètement différent parce que votre boulot, vous plaise ou non, il arrivera un moment où vous serez fatigué, où vos missions ou vos collègues vous taperont un peu sur le système. Mais le regard que vous porterez sur votre travail sera différent car vous serez heureux de faire ce que vous faites. Donc, changer sa façon de voir les choses est donc plus important que de changer les circonstances même de notre état.
C'est ce que je disais en fait, c'est une question de mindset. Il faut arriver à changer ce qui est à l'intérieur de nous avant de s'occuper en fait de ce qui est à l'extérieur et de se focaliser sur le positif.
complètement. Tout est une question d'introspection. C'est votre attitude qui doit changer.
Deuxième solution, Manal, c'est vraiment, je me permets de rebondir et d'être assez redondante là-dessus, de changer votre système de pensée. Mais vraiment, de le faire de manière très concrète et très pratique. Essayez de penser à des choses qui vous permettront d'être dans l'état dans lequel vous voulez être. Par exemple, vous avez besoin de sérénité, vous avez besoin de vous sentir jovial. Eh bien, appuyez-vous sur des pensées que vous avez déjà en vous qui vous permettront d'atteindre cet état. Et si vous n'avez peut-être pas forcément ces pensées toutes prêtes, imaginez-vous à la place d'un ami que vous chercheriez à conseiller, qui serait dans votre situation et qui aimerait lui aussi ressentir un bon état d'esprit, être dans une attitude positive.
Ah, donc c'est vraiment sortir de soi pour essayer de se mettre à la place de quelqu'un d'autre et d'avoir ce rôle de confident, de conseiller. Je trouve que c'est un exercice plutôt intéressant, en effet.
Oui, c'est super important de vraiment rationaliser au maximum et de sortir de soi, de prendre du recul sur la situation.
Se détacher de ses émotions.
Complètement, prendre de la hauteur, Manal. Dites-vous qu'en faisant ceci, vous pourrez reprendre le contrôle de vos émotions et même, j'irai plus loin, il y a un petit côté robot dans ce que je vais vous dire, les choisir un peu comme sur la carte d'un restaurant. Vous avez besoin de motivation pour aller au sport ? Qu'est-ce que vous pouvez vous dire pour trouver cette motivation ? Votre belle-mère vous agace et vous voulez rester zen, un peu comme Zazie ? Eh bien, on va se dire qu'on ne peut pas changer son comportement, malheureusement, mais que le sien, son comportement à soi, on peut tout à fait le changer en choisissant d'être plus compatissant et plus patient. Alors certes, c'est plus facile à dire qu'à faire, mais justement, le but de ce podcast est de vous aider à faire le premier pas et le plus difficile. Alors, pour que votre équation des émotions soit parfaite, il faut accepter de rationaliser vos sentiments et de les maîtriser autant que possible. Les circonstances externes étant pour le moins incontrôlables, c'est vous que vous devez changer avant tout. Alors dites-vous bien que penser autrement, c'est ressentir autrement.
Merci beaucoup Myriam pour cette chronique. Je suis totalement d'accord avec ça. En effet, tout est une question de mindset encore une fois. Moi, ça me rappelle, tu sais, l'entretien que j'ai eu avec la super Stéphanie Milo qui nous disait « Mais bon sang, arrêtez, responsabilisez-vous, arrêtez de jouer à la victime ». Et cette phrase m'avait beaucoup marquée parce qu'en effet, on a tendance à être passif, justement, à subir les choses extérieures, alors que il faudrait non seulement reprendre la main sur ses émotions, mais tu sais, Myriam, que moi, j'aime bien les choses concrètes. Je pense qu'il faut aussi penser à des actions concrètes qu'on peut mettre en place pour se mettre dans cette émotion-là. Un exemple. Dans mon travail, j'ai besoin d'être créative. Bien sûr, on ne peut pas être créatif comme ça à la demande. Alors, ce que je fais, c'est que j'agis concrètement chaque jour. Je me sors en fait de ma routine pour chercher à être créative. Par exemple, je vais faire une marche de 30 minutes. Je regarde une conférence inspirante. J'écoute un podcast. Ou alors, je vais simplement faire une activité artistique. Ça m'aide à être créative. Et je pense que ça, c'est très important de le souligner. C'est non seulement essayer de sortir de cet état émotionnel dans lequel vous êtes, mais agissez concrètement. Parce que ce que vous allez faire, vos gestes, vont déterminer ce que vous allez penser, votre état d'esprit. Et ça, c'est vraiment, vraiment très important, je pense. Est-ce qu'il y a des exemples, justement, que Clotilde a donné dans son podcast ?
Complètement. Un exercice super intéressant et super important, mais qui, là, encore une fois, demande du courage. L'idée, c'est de vraiment prendre une feuille et un stylo et de se dire, voilà mon état émotionnel actuel, qu'est-ce que je peux faire pour en sortir ? Alors, la première étape, c'est de vraiment écrire chacune des émotions qu'on ressent et même celles dont on a parfois envie d'ignorer, qu'on a vraiment parfois envie de passer outre. Il est important de vraiment les écrire, de vraiment y réfléchir et d'essayer d'agir sur elles très concrètement. Bref, sortir de soi, au propre comme au figuré.
C'est très très important en effet. Merci beaucoup Myriam pour cette chronique. Est-ce qu'on peut juste rappeler le nom du podcast ?
Change ma vie.
Change ma vie, bien sûr, je vais partager cette référence sur le site lemanalshow.com. Merci Myriam, à bientôt.
Merci à toi Manal, salut.
Nous arrivons à la fin de cette émission, mais avant de vous quitter, je vais partager avec vous mes 3 meilleurs conseils pour mettre en place à votre tour la méthode Tandem et progresser rapidement dans l'apprentissage d'une langue étrangère. Conseil numéro 1, soyez régulier. On en parlait pendant l'entretien, on n'a jamais annulé un seul de nos rendez-vous Skype, sachant qu'on se parle une fois par semaine et qu'on a 9 heures de différence entre Paris et la Californie. C'est un rendez-vous qu'on note dans nos agendas, on bloque une heure, et c'est un rythme qu'on réussit à tenir depuis plus de 6 mois. Après voilà, chacun ses objectifs, moi je sais que je veux vraiment progresser en anglais pour être capable de parler à l'oral sans aucun problème, donc je me donne les moyens d'y arriver. En plus, je m'ajoute quelques difficultés, de sorte à me challenger avec cette première interview, mais comme je le dis très souvent dans ce podcast, faites chaque jour quelque chose qui vous fait peur et vous serez sûr d'avoir des résultats. Conseil numéro 2, choisissez une personne avec qui vous avez des points communs. j'ai fait la connaissance d'Esther via un groupe privé sur Facebook qui rassemble des femmes entrepreneurs du monde entier, inspirées par la talentueuse Sofia Amoroso. Donc là, j'étais vraiment sûre d'avoir un point commun avec les personnes de ce groupe. Alors j'avoue que quand j'ai vu qu'Esther habite en Californie, ça a été le bonus pour moi. Et franchement, je suis très contente puisque j'en apprends chaque jour de nouvelles choses. Elle me fait découvrir des endroits que j'aimerais visiter et on parle beaucoup de son mode de vie et de son travail. Donc pour moi, c'est hyper important de partager des points communs ou des passions communes pour continuer à apprécier nos échanges. Conseil numéro 3, brisez vos barrières psychologiques. Ça, c'est la chose la plus difficile à faire. Au départ, on a souvent honte de ne pas trouver les bons mots, de ne pas être capable de répondre spontanément ou encore d'avoir un accent frenchy hyper prononcé. Mais je vous assure que ce sont des freins qu'on se met soi-même et vous devriez rapidement passer au-dessus. Il ne faut pas oublier que vous êtes là pour apprendre. Donc oui, tout n'est pas parfait, mais l'important c'est de progresser. Alors vraiment, lâchez prise et donnez simplement le meilleur de vous-même. Il faut savoir que je suis de nature très perfectionniste, mais en adoptant cet état d'esprit, j'ai non seulement fait la rencontre d'une personne fantastique que je compte parmi mes amis proches aujourd'hui, j'ai progressé en anglais de manière significative, ce qui est quand même l'objectif de départ, et en plus, j'ai relevé un défi de taille que je n'aurais jamais imaginé pouvoir réaliser il y a 6 mois, vous proposer un entretien entièrement en anglais. Alors qui sait, c'est peut-être le premier d'une longue série. J'espère que cette émission vous a plu. C'était un épisode un peu différent de ce que j'ai l'habitude de vous proposer. Alors dites-moi ce que vous en avez pensé en me laissant un petit message sur Facebook ou Instagram. J'ai hâte d'avoir vos feedbacks. Bien sûr, n'oubliez pas de laisser 5 étoiles sur Apple Podcasts ou sur votre plateforme d'écoute préférée et de vous abonner à la newsletter pour recevoir tous les contenus exclusifs. Rendez-vous maintenant sur lemanalshow.com. Nous, on se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour un nouvel épisode. Ciao! The minute I was thinking to hold you back, the moment I was wishing it's overnight. The minute I was thinking to hold you back, the moment I was wishing it's overnight.